I'm Ian Sorensen, and this is the KOZE News Podcast. Governor Jay Inslee says all counties in Washington will remain in their current phases of the state's economic reopening plan and won't face more restrictions because new COVID-19 cases are leveling off after a recent spike. The governor says there will be a two-week pause as officials continue to evaluate coronavirus activity in the state. Locally, it means Whitman County will remain in Phase 2, while Assotin and Garfield counties will stay in Phase 3. The surprise announcement came as several more counties were expected to roll back to Phase 2 of the plan, which includes reduced capacity for indoor dining and gyms based on case counts and hospitalizations. But Inslee says the most recent weekend data from the Department of Health shows coronavirus activity reaching a plateau in the state. Three pieces of legislation intended to curb the authority of an Idaho governor during declared emergencies passed the House on Tuesday, and a short time later passed a Senate committee. Lawmakers passed the three bills that combined are watered-down versions of previous legislation Republican Governor Brad Little vetoed. Lawmakers might recess without officially adjourning, potentially coming back next week for potential vetoes, assuming the Senate approves the measures. The bills are intended to limit an Idaho governor's ability during declared emergencies to alter laws, prevent gatherings, and limit people from going to work. Lawmakers are angry at actions Little took last year at the start of the coronavirus pandemic that included a temporary stay-at-home order as COVID-19 patients threatened to overwhelm hospitals. Unlike the previous measures, the latest bills do not insert the legislature into the decision-making process during emergencies. The latest measures also don't put time limits on restrictions associated with emergencies. Stay connected with breaking news and developing stories on the KOZE News Facebook page. Sponsored by Stauffer & Associates at 922 6th Street in Clarkston. Like or follow the KOZE News Facebook page today. The annual Idaho Gives event has gone virtual this year. Heidi Andrews, Development Coordinator for Idaho Food Bank, says this event is essential for helping area nonprofits.
So Idaho Gives is a week-long campaign this year because they know that the nonprofits have been really struggling over the last year, and so they've made it a week-long, so it gives more opportunities for donors to get online and support the nonprofits they believe in.
Andrew says there are numerous nonprofits to support for the event, which wraps up tomorrow.
You don't necessarily have to just do the Idaho Food Bank. You can pick multiple different nonprofits right here in our local area that go all the way up to the Palouse and down here in the valley.
Some local and regional charities include Helping Hands Rescue, the Elsie Valley Youth Resource Center, and Homes of Hope. Andrew says because the event is virtual this year, donating couldn't be easier.
We would love for people just to get onto the Idaho Gives site, put in the location that you're interested in, like Lewiston, and then see all the nonprofits that are going to be benefiting from this program. Don't just click one nonprofit, click them all. Give back, and it helps out our community.
After the donation period ends tomorrow, the nonprofits will be entered into a drawing to get even more money from Idaho Gives. To donate, click on the link at koze.com. The Seattle Kraken are free to make trades and sign players after making their final expansion payment to the National Hockey League. Seattle owners paid $650 million to become the 32nd franchise in the NHL. The Kraken begin play next season. General manager Ron Francis has been able to talk to colleagues around the league, and he and his staff have been scouting and planning for the expansion draft July 21st. The final payment by ownership allows him to make official transactions, such as signing college free agents. The KOZE News Podcast is updated Monday through Friday. Watch for news updates all day at KOZE.com and the KOZE Facebook page.